quarterback, and just it's very a blessing moment to just come away with your. I know it doesn't count in preseason, but your first NFL interception is on Peyton Manning, so that's a great feeling. I'm just very thankful and blessed right now.
What were you thinking on that first one when you cut across the field? Were you thinking that was your first chance and you blew it?
Yeah, I was thinking like, okay, I got one. Then I dropped it, and I was like, dang. And you got to make the best of your opportunity because you never know when they'll come back around. And luckily for me, it came back around in the same game, in the same half. I made the best of that one.
I know, like you said, it's a preseason game. It doesn't mean much, but a team like the Colts has been on the top of the AFC for the last decade. What does a win like this for them do for you guys' confidence?
That means a lot. It was a good night. Anytime you get a win, it's a good night because that's where you play the game. You play to win. So just coming away with a win tonight was very good.
How's the communication like with a quarterback like Peyton Manning that likes to keep going, keep the tempo going, and you know that you're going to have to make your calls that quick, that much quicker?
It's kind of playing like a playing the game, really. You know what I'm saying? He's a great quarterback, and then sometimes he takes a long time to snap the ball. Sometimes he comes snap it quick on you. So basically trying to play a game with each other, really.
Mark, can you talk about your first interception in prime time, how you made the play, and how it felt?
It's a really lost for words, really. It's still sinking in on me right now, but I feel good about it. I'm very happy about it, but just got to keep pushing and move on and get better.
Yeah, did you feel that you could have had another one? That's a couple of interceptions out there.
I did leave one out there. So that's why I say you got to keep pushing and keep working to try to capitalize on those opportunities.
How well do you think you played today?
I think I did pretty good. It was better than last week and the week before, but still it was a great learning experience. You know, just keep moving on, watch film, learn and get better from that. My main goal is just try to improve and impress each and every week.
Was it great to see the rookies and the undrafted guys really stepping up and playing big tonight?
Yeah, that was real big just because you grow a tight bond with each other and you're like brothers now. Just seeing your teammate, your brothers make play, that makes you happy.
Defense as a whole, how are you gelling? How would you say that this the third game of the preseason now, you're all getting more comfortable with each other. How do you think the defense as a whole is coming together?
You're starting to, really just the bond between each other. You're starting to communicate better and understand what's going on and just really just having fun with each other.
Are you for where you want it to be a week ago, at least in the preseason,
regular season,
you personally?
First, my main goal is just try to learn and get better each and every day, really. Just be able to look on film and see improvement. And even when I make mistakes, be able to learn from those mistakes when the same situation comes up again.
I know you're saying that sort of thing back in the minicamp, so have you been able to make progress, you think?
I believe I'm making progress. It's still a long road to go, but I feel I'm slowly but surely inching towards, you know, getting better each and every day.
What happened on the first play of the game, and what the coaches say?
You just got to keep fighting, keep working hard, you know, because it's a football game. It's the NFL where every team and every player is out there very talented. So that's a part of football game. You got to play four quarters and you just got to keep fighting.